With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
If this happened in the NBA, my gosh, the league would get a whole year out of it. Instead, what do we do in baseball? Oh, guys, we're done with that story. We're going to try to move on from that story. We're going to put that story to bed. I think we've closed the door on that story. Well, it opened on back up. And, of course, we're talking about Jock Peterson and Tommy Pham. So our good friend Chris Rose has a couple of Braves pitchers on his podcast. And, of course, they are former teammates of Jock Peterson. They were with Jock last year. And listen to the conversation that opens up about the Jock Peterson, Tommy Pham experience.
What the hell, Jock? Do something back, first and foremost. What the hell are you doing letting somebody slap you? That's number one. Number two, I knew it was going to happen. I saw the text message.
You weren't in the league.
I'm not in the league, no.
This was going on all of last year. So we would hear about this in our clubhouse before this ever happened. And the biggest one was when we went to San Diego that end of the year, and he literally did not leave the clubhouse. Jock did not leave the clubhouse because he knew Tommy Pham was out there, and Tommy Pham wanted to slap him and beat him up. And so he just stayed inside the clubhouse, didn't take BP for 3 days, just hid inside the cage, and then would come out to the game. It was fantastic. So the whole clubhouse, everybody knew this, and he thought that it had, like, you know, Tommy left or that Pham had left the league, and like he was good to go. Came out, and then
So that's Tyler Matzek and Josh Tomlin, two Braves relievers, which, A, curious as to why they felt the desire to dish on this, because it seemed like when Jock went back to Atlanta last week, very, very well received.
Right.
Beloved.
By the fans.
Won a ring.
Sure.
All of that. But these two players dish on it a little bit, and it opens it all back up, and it's not a great look. So essentially what you're talking about is Jock Peterson spent the year last year, A, knowing that Tommy wanted to fight him, and B, he hid from him.
Right.
Now, two things, because A, I do want to say, Jock, all right, come on. You're not going to take BP because you're scared of this guy? What are you doing? You're a 250-pound man, too. You can go handle yourself. You can go to BP. You're surrounded by 30 teammates who would be there to help you out. There's actually no safer environment. But I also know a lot of Giants fans, oh, gosh, look, Jock Peterson, he's a wuss and he's a wimp and he's all of this. I'll just respond this way. It is not a great look. I also don't care. I don't need my left fielder to be a tough guy. I don't want him. I don't need him to go seek out a fight. I don't need him to fight back. I don't need him to let someone slap him. I don't really care. Tommy Pham is still the bad guy here. Jock Peterson
looks
a little weak with this story. But I like, is this something that bothers people? Do you care that your left fielder, like, I don't know, if Tommy Pham wanted to fight you, wouldn't you probably avoid the situation, especially when there was no great reason for the fight in the first place?
I would not allow it to affect the way I went about doing my job.
I agree with that.
And, you know, batting practice is a key part of being a hitter, and so you're not going to take BP because you're afraid a guy's going to come after you. And, you know, whatever you think about Tommy Pham and his reaction, Jock Peterson clearly poked the bear. He clearly did something that Tommy Pham didn't like or appreciate, and it boiled over to this point where Tommy basically said, I'm coming for you, and now Jock is going to change the way he goes about preparing for a game after poking the bear because he's afraid of him. That's a little soft. It's not going to affect my day. It's not going to affect whether or not I watch Jock Peterson bat. I love watching him hit. He's been a huge part of this Giants team. He's probably their MVP so far through 72 games. Maybe Rodon would be the other one you could look at as a possible candidate for Giants first half MVP. I just think it's a bad look for Jock.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. You got the guy's phone number. If you're all worried about it, and this was all stemming from fantasy football.
Right.
Like, this isn't
big money league, though. $10,000 a buy-in.
It's not like his wife cheated on him with Jock, okay? Like, we're not talking about some massive issue here. We're talking about, yes, there's a lot of money at stake.
Yeah.
But we're talking about stashing players on IR. This is so ridiculous. If you're really worried about the guy, I don't know. Is it crazy to be like, reach out to him? I don't know. Is he not that like
who should reach out to who?
I don't know. Like, this seems
Tommy
like,
Pham did reach out to Jock.
Thank you.
With an open hand.
Seems like something that could have
wow, dude.
Maybe ended up in a space somewhere other than physical blows.
Twitter spaces.
I don't know. And then Pham, yeah, Pham held. Right. I think Jock must have thought this year, because he went out for BP this year. He must have thought, well, I'm sure he's over it by
now. He has to be over it by now. No, he wasn't over it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.